USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The county attorney involved in the case of George Floyd is asking the state attorney general to get involved. Mike Freeman has gotten plenty of criticism from people who say he no longer has the public trust. This protester in Minneapolis says there's a problem with the system.
There's a few bad apples in the police department. No, it's a culture of bad apples.
A trucker apparently deliberately drove his big rig into a crowd of protesters on an interstate near the downtown. He was beaten by demonstrators, then arrested. None of the protesters were hurt. WCCO-TV reporter David Schumann says police were not welcomed in their area.
We have people on the bridge yelling at them, this is a peaceful protest. Everything changed when you showed up. That's when the problem started, people were saying, and they are just frustrated and angry that they feel under attack from the police force.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wade Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A number of Target stores are closing due to the protests over the death of George Floyd. USA's John Hunt has more information.
Target announced it will temporarily close approximately 175 stores across the U.S., as many have been at risk of looting. The Minneapolis-based chain said that it was heartbroken by the death of George Floyd, and the pain in his death has rippled through communities around the country. Store closings include more than 30 locations in Minnesota and dozens in states such as California, Illinois, and New York.
New deaths and hospitalizations due to the COVID-19 pandemic in New York have decreased in the past 24 hours, as New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said protests in the city won't affect reopening plans. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said the state recorded only 56 deaths within the past 24 hours. He also said there could be more COVID cases soon as protesters ignore social distancing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Trump is postponing the G7 summit that was scheduled for next month. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The president says the delay is less about coronavirus and more because he wants time to invite leaders from four additional countries that have not been part of the G7. Trump telling reporters it's now not going to be held until September at the earliest, and he says he would be inviting Russia as well as Australia, India, and South Korea to attend, saying the group of seven largest economies is an outdated model. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A portion of the Notre Dame Cathedral is scheduled for reopening, and USA's John Hunt has the story.
Notre Dame's cathedral forecourt is being opened up to the public for the first time since the devastating fire of April 15th last year. The body overseeing the Gothic structure's restoration issued a statement saying the reopening was made possible after several deep cleaning operations took place to remove toxic lead dust from the large forecourt. Dozens of tons of lead went up in flames during the fire, sending tons of poisonous lead dust onto the grounds. The inner cathedral is still closed and will be for several years during renovations.
In addition to disputing misleading claims made by President Trump about mail-in ballots, Twitter has added fact-checking labels to thousands of other tweets since introducing the alerts earlier this month. So far, Facebook has declined to do so. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.